Hello. Welcome to the vocabulary lesson for Emotional Mastery 2. Let's get started. Now, are you smiling? Is your posture strong? Are your shoulders back? Is your head up? Are you moving? You should be. Get in a strong peak emotional state right now before we begin. Okay, let's start. Acquisition. The word acquisition. I talk about language acquisition. Acquisition means to get something and keep it. So to get and keep. So language acquisition means you get language. In other words, you learn it. You get it and you keep it. So the idea is that you don't lose it. And sometimes some teachers talk about language learning and language acquisition. And the idea is that learning is more temporary. For example, in school for a test, you learn English, you take the test, then you forget it. That's language learning. Language acquisition means you get the English, you keep it, you never forget it. So acquisition, to get and keep something. Another word we use in this lesson is anxiety. Anxiety. Anxiety is nervousness or feeling of stress. So anxiety, a feeling of nervousness or a feeling of stress. Anxiety. It's the feeling. It's a noun. Now the adjective is anxious. So you might say, I am anxious, or I feel anxious. It means I feel worried, I feel nervous, I feel stressed, I feel anxious, anxious. So anxiety, it's the noun, anxious, the adjective. Our next word, vividly. I say, imagine your future vividly. Imagine your goal vividly. Vividly means clearly, colorfully. So it has this idea of very powerfully, right? You can imagine your future. Let's say, imagine yourself speaking English very well. And maybe the picture is kind of small and dark. Not clear. But if I say, imagine your future vividly, you see yourself speaking English, but it's a big, clear, colorful picture. So vividly has this idea of colorfully. The adjective is vivid, vivid. We sometimes talk about a vivid picture, a vivid photograph, very colorful, clear, strong photograph, a vivid photograph. All right, another word we have in this lesson is visualize. You probably know visual. Visual means related to seeing, related to the eyes. I am a visual person means I like to look at things. My emotions are strongest when I look. So visual, related to seeing, or about seeing, about your eyes. To visualize is a verb, it's an action. And it really means to imagine. It means to see in your head. So visualize your future means see your future in your head. I can say, visualize a hamburger right now. It means see a hamburger in your head. Visualize, visualize. Another word we have in this lesson is comprehension. I talk about listening comprehension. Comprehension means understanding. Very simple. So listening comprehension means listening, understanding. It means you understand what's happening. The verb is to comprehend. I comprehended the story. I understood the story. So what's the difference? Understand and comprehend. Well, comprehend is really more formal. It sounds a little more intellectual or something. Understand is more common. Okay, our next word is ultimately. Ultimately, or ultimate. Ultimately means finally. In the end, finally. Ultimately, you must study every day. It means finally, the final point. You must study every day. Ultimately. And ultimate means final, the last. Sometimes ultimate has the idea of most or best. It can have that idea in some situations also. But the direct meaning is final or last. And our final, ultimate word in this lesson is compelling. Compelling. Compelling means inspiring. Something that motivates you. If you say that was a compelling story, it was a emotionally powerful story. It was an inspiring story. It created strong emotion. It made you want to do something. So in the lesson, I say you need compelling reasons to learn English. You need inspiring reasons to learn English. You need strong, positive, emotional reasons to learn English. Reasons that make you want to take action, to do something. Compelling has this idea of wanting to take action, wanting to do something. And that is all for our vocabulary lesson for Emotional Mastery 2. Again, listen to it a few times. Remember, you need to be in a peak emotional state. If you get tired, anytime, any lesson, pause, change your posture, breathe deeply, smile, and move. Feel better, and then come back and start again. Okay, I'll see you for the mini story. Bye-bye.